Good morning. My name is Andrea Salas, as you heard a little bit ago. I'm here to share with you my thesis proposal. So I don't know if you, can you listen to me or no? Can you? Yeah, I'm not too close to the microphone, that's why. Okay, so my thesis proposal is regarding the effects of host plant density on herbivores and their parasitoids. And this is a field experiment with a native perennial legume. So first I want to introduce you to the definition of parasitoids. Parasitoids are defined as intermediates between predators and true parasites. During their immature stage, they develop on or within a host, and they eventually kill the host. The adult stage feeds on nectar though. The most important species of parasitoids belong to the order Diptera and Hymenoptera. And in this case, in this example, the life cycle of an endoparasitoid that develops inside the host includes an egg stage, larva stage, pupa stage, and an adult stage. Since parasitoids depend on a host for survival during their immature stage, it's the female adult job to find a host, right? So for this, females have developed strategies to find the host. And these strategies can be understood as a hunt cycle. So in this hunt cycle, a gravid female will recognize chemical and visual cues from the habitat where the host inhabits. And then she will recognize the sounds of the movement of the active host. Then she will recognize chemical and visual cues elicited by the host, finally oviposit inside or on the host. The visual cues include, for example, the color of the fruit, and chemical cues include frass, which if you don't know the term, we can call it poop as well, right? We can also, parasitoids can also recognize pheromones from the host or even oral secretions. Parasitoids can also recognize volatile attractants released by plants or movement by hosts that are communicating among themselves, or even when a host use mating calls to call the females, for example, they can take advantage of this. So all these different interactions brought us to four different questions for this thesis proposal. The first one will be, how does plant density affect the number of caterpillar herbivores? How does host plant density affect the rate of parasitization of the herbivores? How does the number of caterpillar herbivores affect the rate of parasitization? And how do all of the above differ at urban and agricultural sites? So our host plant is Stena mexicana chapmani, which is a threatened species native to southern Florida, and it's in the legume family, and it grows naturally in the pine rocklands and hammock ecosystems, and it can reach a height of 1.2 meters and is used as an ornamental. You can see the showy flowers there. They're beautiful. There is multiple interactions that you can observe among different arthropods and with our Stena mexicana chapmani. We are actually interested in the interaction between Stena mexicana chapmani and herbivores from the family Pieridae. These include the orange bird sulfur, for example, the cloudlet sulfur, which are both of these, as you can see, they are very similar, especially during their egg, larvae, and pupa stage. And also the sulfurs include the sleepy orange, but this one is smaller than the other sulfurs and has different coloration. We have found evidence of parasitoid attack. In this picture, I want you to see clearly that there is a parasitoid larvae here. And this parasitoid larvae is spinning its own cocoon And this one here, the yellow part here, is a second instar caterpillar of a sulfur butterfly. And next we have a dead caterpillar. And here we have a case from the parasitoid. Here is the parasitoid. That this parasitoid emerged from this pupa case. So we are expecting to encounter one, at least one of these species, because we previously collected caterpillars before this experiment, and we found out that these are some of the parasitoids. Our urban site is the USDA, located at Pinecrest, Florida. Our agricultural site is Trek, located in Homestead, Florida, and these are both adjacent to Pine Rockland ecosystems, which are protected areas. We are using a modified Nettler's design, and the X here represents the plant, and each plant planted 1 meter away represents high density. Each plant planted 5 meters away represents medium density. You can see the medium density. And then each plant planted 10 meters away represents low density. We have three semicircles per plot, and each of the plots were placed 5 meters away from each other. And the dimensions of the plot depend on the position of the semicircles. We have three plots per site, and each of them are 60 meters away or more. We have in total two sites, six plots, 18 semicircles, and 288 plants. We started this experiment by performing seed scarification to germinate our seeds. We measure each the distance of each of the plants, the distance of each of the semicircles, and each of the plots. Then we proceeded to transplant our plants. We provide plant maintenance to each of these plants. For field work, we collect egg, larvae, and sulfur stages of our of our species of butterflies, and we do this weekly, and we also write down the presence of other predators. This is the data sheet we use to record data. And in the lab, in order to raise caterpillars, we need different materials in order to perform our bagging method. That's how we call it, our bagging method, to raise our caterpillars, and we raise them individually in a bag in order to avoid the spread of disease, because they also suffer from diseases. And we collect parasitoids. We label them as well. Everything is very detailed. And we also identify and preserve our specimens. We hypothesize that the number of herbivores will be greater in high density of plants, and the rate of parasitization will be greater of in high density of plants as well. And the rate of parasitization will be greater if there is a great number of herbivores. And the rate of parasitization will be greater in agricultural sites. This project is very important because we are studying parasitoids. As you know, they are beneficial insects. Because of them, we can control the population of some insect pests, and we don't use as much pesticides. Senna mexicana chapmani, as I said, is a threatened species native to southern Florida. It inhabits in the endangered pine rockland ecosystems, and these ecosystems, we have some fragments nearby our sites. As you know, southern Florida is also a producer of woody ornamental plants, so it's economically important. And we want to design a suitable habitat to ensure the survival and reproductive success of beneficial insects. Also, we want to encourage conservation outside protected areas. And this project is not only performed by scientists, it's also performed by a lot of research assistants. And when I say a lot, it's a lot, it's an army of them. And these students are not only learning by doing by having like hands-on experience, but they are also sharing how do they can they contribute to increase the number of beneficial insects, and sometimes they don't even know what they are, right? And they can share this with other people and then improve the health of the environment. So that's all. Thank you very much.